Morning, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. This book has been a while in production and different ways of going about it. So tell us about the book, Locked Out.
Well, it documents the journey of just some of the hundreds of Queenslanders that we met in the 6 months from July to December last year who were locked out of their own homes and were in frightening circumstances.
So there was...
left with nothing. Terrible stories.
So this was predominantly on the border of New South Wales and Queensland, in which a lot of people were in caravans on the border because they couldn't make it in time because there was a whole lot of rules that were put in place. And for a better term, they were homeless.
They were. And that's a pretty cruel term because none of them are actually homeless, Daniel. They all had homes to go to. They all had rents and mortgages that they were sustaining in Queensland. So, yes, there were a lot of them here in this border zone because it was pretty obvious that the closer you were to the border, the better your chances of getting out. People were so scared that they were only going to get a narrow window of opportunity again. So they sat in this border region between the East Coast and out further out west, just sitting waiting. So a lot of the 16,000 that were locked out were in this border region, but a lot of them were elsewhere in New South Wales and in Australia. They just didn't get planes. They didn't get on flights. They didn't get to the border in the 14 hours that they were given to get across.
There was a lot of people that would go out of the state of Queensland to visit dying relatives, and then all of a sudden the borders, you know, would change and they're stuck in, you know, in difficult circumstances, and that's what this book's all about. So how did it actually come about in relation to getting stories? Was it through a Facebook page? Was it people coming to you directly? What was the idea behind it?
It was through a Facebook page called Homeless Outside Queensland Due to Border Restrictions, and the border thing had become an issue for me because we live just south of the Queensland-New South Wales border in Pottsville.
Yep.
And I've got ageing parents in Brisbane that I was trying to get backwards and forwards to. So it was a myriad of directives and directions and restrictions trying to work out whether we're locked in, locked out, locked down, locked up, shut in, shut out, shut down, whether you got in, if you could get out.
Yep.
And it was through the journey of that I came across this other page and then just started reading all these incredible horror stories of people in cars, people in bushes, people just because they'd lost their incomes, you know. A lot of them had lost incomes and lost jobs through the 2020 lockdown. And this was just a repeat of it. Family backup systems that could have helped them out weren't in place. A few people have said, why didn't they get Centrelink? It wasn't available for everybody, Daniel. It's a misconception to think that everybody was available for something on Centrelink. It wasn't. Okay, so this is where we started meeting. Mm. This is where I started finding all these people virtually on this page.
Okay, and is there anything, Meredith Llewellyn joins us this morning on the Big Brekkie. We're talking about a book called Locked Out, which she's published, and it's all about the Queensland border restrictions. Was there anyone that comes to mind? Because, as you say, there was about 14,000, 15,000 people trying to get home that sort of sticks in your mind to this day?
Yeah, a couple, quite a few. Very hard to pull any out of the hat, Daniel. An older couple, he had a benign tumour. Wow. He had diabetes. It was out of control. She wrote, she pleaded every day 3 months before they let them home. Mm. They didn't have the money to hotel quarantine. They were pensioners. They couldn't go into hotel quarantine, pay the airfares. They had a caravan. They could have driven themselves home safely. Lots of stories. A 74-year-old man, you know, went down to Victoria to help his elderly sister, and he got back to the border, and he was just stunned. He turned around and he just camped in the Never Never for weeks before he found his way into the Moolambar Showgrounds. He was a man with medical issues. Beautiful, dignified, lovely gentleman, just absolutely shell-shocked. Yeah. And he'd been camping in his car for weeks at the time that we found him because they wouldn't let him home. A family on the border out at Tenterfield, an hour from home. They were COVID negative. They were COVID testing. They could have driven home and just been allowed to home quarantine.
Yeah. Yep.
It was awful, Daniel.
I can only imagine. And I must say, when I moved from my previous state to here, I had to do hotel quarantine as well. And the process was rather long and upsetting in some ways. I'm happy to freely admit that I was upset in a lot of things. As a matter of fact, I tried to get a few people to help me out because I had a job up here and the like. But eventually, I did come into the state. But you see there, and there was also around the Tweed Heads, Coolangatta area, correct me if I'm wrong here, Meredith, that they had the borders up, these plastic containers where you could really not even touch a relative, but you could have lunch with them. Am I right
in
that?
Yeah, you could sit in front of those little, as somebody referred to them, the little orange Lego blocks. You could sit there, put your plate on the orange Lego blocks, which a lot of people did. If you're at the Bay Street, any time the border was shut, there was somebody in New South Wales on one side, somebody in Queensland on the other side, sitting there with a tablecloth and a shared meal.
Yeah, but yeah, you couldn't touch them or give them a hug or anything like that.
Well, people did, Daniel. Oh. It was just, was really, it was tragic to see it unfold here. Yeah. It was just, and there were solutions, Daniel. You know, people were vaccinated.
Yep.
They were double vaccinated. They were COVID negative. Most of these people that were sitting in this border region was COVID negative. They were COVID testing, COVID negative, going nowhere. Yep. They could have just been allowed to go home and home quarantine.
Well, that was an option, of course, a little later down the track. Hey, Meredith, where can we get a copy of your book, Locked Out?
It's in a bookshop, and if you Google authoracademy.com.au, that's where it is. It's up for pre-order at the moment. I've just ordered the second print run. The first lot sold out.
Wow. Oh, well, we wish you well. We'll have all the details, of course, on our website as well. Meredith Llewellyn is the author for Locked Out. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.